I'm reading from Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 38, and then chapter 20 of the Gospel of John. God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things that he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And then they killed him and they hung him on a tree. But God raised him up on the third day, and he openly showed him, not to all the people, but unto the witnesses, chosen before by God, even us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he, it is who was ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead. And to him all the prophets give witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive the forgiveness of sins. In chapter 20 of John, Gospel of John, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early when it was still dark to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the sepulchre. And so she ran, and she comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and she says to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we do not know where they have laid him." And so Peter went and the other disciple, and they came to the tomb and they ran together. But the other disciple outran Peter, and he came first to the tomb. And stooping down and looking inside, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then came Simon Peter following him, and he went into the sepulchre. And seeing the linen clothes and the napkin that was around his head, it was not lined with the linen clothes, but was wrapped together in a place by itself. Then came in also the other disciple, which came first to the tomb, and he saw and he believed, because as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went again unto their own home, but Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and she looked into the sepulchre, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And so they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she said to him, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned, and she saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. And then Jesus asked her and says, "Woman, why are you crying, and whom do you seek?" And she, thinking that he was the gardener, says, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." I'd like us to focus on the one phrase that we read in the book of Acts, openly shown or openly demonstrated, revealed. And there it says that God did not reveal himself. Jesus Christ did not reveal himself to just anybody and not to everybody after his resurrection, but only to a select few, a small group of people chosen beforehand by God so that they would become the witnesses who would declare his resurrection to the world. And one of those witnesses was Mary. In fact, Mary Magdalene was the first person who Jesus appeared to after he arose, after he came out of the tomb. And Mary became the one that was sent by Jesus, by the angels, to the other 11 apostles. And we know that the word apostle means sent one. And in that context, Mary was the first sent one to the apostles with the good news that Jesus had risen. And Scripture gives us here in this text three demonstrations and three proofs and three witnesses and three testimonies that Jesus Christ had indeed risen. And the first one is the empty tomb that we read about in the first 10 verses. We live in a time when people are skeptical. People don't believe. They deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ because, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, our faith is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On Friday, we celebrated the Lord's Supper. That is a vivid picture of the death of Jesus Christ that paid the price. His life, his blood, pays the price for our sin. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a guarantee to us and a promise to us that we also will rise. And if Jesus did not rise, then our hope is in vain and our preaching is in vain, Paul writes. And so the resurrection is the foundation of the very gospel that we preach. And so, not only in our day, but throughout history, people have denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And before we get too judgmental about the people that surround us, let us remember that even the apostles, the disciples, Mary, she didn't come that morning to see the risen Savior, because if she did, she would have been there since Friday night waiting for him to come out of the tomb. She simply came to pay her last respects and to anoint the body of Jesus Christ, to keep it from decaying for at least a short period of time. And we don't have a lot of time this morning to get deep into the text, but what I want to focus on, the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees our salvation, both in the past, in the present, where he sanctifies us and keeps us holy and pure unto himself, into the future, to that day when he will come and take us to be with him. Secondly, when we talk about the empty tomb, the Gospels, all of the epistles, the whole New Testament, many passages in the Old Testament, they tell us that Jesus Christ would appear. I'd like to focus on these three witnesses, on these three testimonies. The word there in Acts 10:41 that says that God showed Jesus openly. The Hebrew word means to reveal, to open, so that everybody who would want to would have the opportunity to see. But Scripture tells us, and we see that Jesus, after his resurrection, never appeared to anybody that did not believe in him. Jesus only appeared to believers, to those that trusted and followed him. And then it was their job to go tell the rest of the world. We have never seen Jesus, the risen Jesus Christ. But yet, Scripture commands us, and we believe that he rose again. And the commandment from God to us is to go and tell the world that Jesus rose again. If it was today, the news media would have been there, skeptically awaiting for Jesus to arise. They would have probably gone with Mary, seeking an interview with her. They would have probably gone to John and Peter, trying to get stick a microphone in front of them to get them to talk about what they saw this morning. But they didn't see a body. They didn't see a dead body or a risen body. What they saw was the empty tomb. And the empty tomb is the first witness and the testimony that Mary had that Jesus was not there. The tomb was empty. And that is a phenomenon that we do not see. If you go to Forest Lawn or you go to any cemetery, you will not see open tombs. And if for some reason, if there was a tremendous earthquake or a storm, as sometimes happens in old cemeteries, sometimes they get the dirt washed away and we find old tombs, they usually have dead bones inside. The tomb of Jesus is empty even today. And we can go to Israel and we can go there and we can see the empty tomb. That is a demonstration that Jesus arose. And that was the testimony for Mary that morning when she came to the tomb. It was the first evidence that Jesus had risen. Now, Mary had a special relationship with Jesus Christ, as every Christian does. Mary loved Jesus in a special way. And Jesus loved Mary in a special way. But Scripture tells us that Jesus had healed Mary spiritually and driven out seven demons that had possessed her. There were many that loved Jesus, and I don't doubt that Peter and John, who this chapter talks about, loved Jesus any less than Mary did. And I'm sure that we love Jesus as much as Mary loved Jesus. But this was a select group of three people here that this chapter talks about. You see, when Mary started following Jesus, she was a wealthy woman. She had spent much of her wealth supporting Jesus Christ and the other apostles during the three-year ministry of Jesus Christ. She was present. Nicodemus and Joseph put Jesus' body into the tomb. The other Gospels tell us Mary was there and her eyes saw where they put him. Many skeptics say that she went to the tomb in the morning and because it was dark, she went to the wrong tomb. That's ridiculous. She was there. She knew where the tomb was. And she was there, and it was now empty. Mary was probably there when Jesus walked up the hill carrying his cross. The scene of a beaten body being nailed to the cross was something that even men could barely bear. But Mary was there. She loved Jesus. And God gives her this testimony, the first person to see the empty tomb. The second testimony that appears to Mary are the two angels inside the tomb as she looks in. And the angels begin to ask her a question, "Why are you crying?" We, of course, know. We know the answer. We've read this text many times probably. But what Mary did not see is that her eyes were looking into the empty tomb. What the angels inside the tomb saw was looking from the tomb out. And between the outside world from inside the tomb, the angels could see Jesus standing right behind Mary. Mary's back was to Jesus and she didn't see him. She was looking in the wrong place. She was looking for a dead body when he was alive and he was outside. And so they ask Mary, and Mary, for the second time in our text, says she repeats the same story to the angels. The first couple of verses said she came and she saw the stone rolled away and there was no body there. And so she wonders where the body is. Secondly, the angels say, "Why are you crying?" She says, "Because the body's gone." And the angels are saying, "Just turn around and look. He's not dead. He's alive. There's no reason to be crying." The very foundation, the empty tomb is the foundation of our hope and our joy. And it was bringing sorrow to Mary. Instead of sorrow, she should have been happy. She should have been praising God that Jesus had risen. And so we find that Jesus appears here. He's standing right there behind her, and the angels in talking to her. Did you ever stop and think that normally in Scripture, when an angel appears to people, they fall down as if they're dead in fright, in fear? Mary has no fear of the angels. She talks to them like we talk to each other. And she's carrying on a conversation with them as if they were people. And the angels are saying, "Just look outside, Jesus is right there." And when she finally turns, the Scripture says she sees Jesus there, but she doesn't recognize them. And we don't need to spend time this morning as to why, whether her tears were filling her eyes or whether she was so full of sorrow in her heart that she didn't see Jesus. She simply wasn't expecting him to be alive. And that's what's so miraculous about the resurrection, is that when the disciples, they finally saw Jesus, it changed their life. And all of us, our life has been changed when Jesus appeared to us, each one in his own time, in his own place. So Mary is kneeling there, probably on her knees, looking into the tomb. And she starts talking to Jesus. And Jesus asks her the same question that the angels asked. "Why are you crying and who are you looking for?" And she repeats for the third time. This time she tells Jesus, "I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for his body." And she doesn't recognize that Jesus is talking to her. And this is God's testimony to her. And when Jesus finally calls her by her name, then she recognizes him. Now, Scripture tells us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd knows all of his sheep by name. And when Jesus turns to Mary and he calls her by her name, she recognizes his voice as the sheep that knows the voice of her shepherd. She was so focused that until she really began to listen with her ears, she couldn't tell. And so we have the testimony of the empty tomb. We have the testimony of the angels. We have the testimony of Jesus Christ himself. And then we have the command of Jesus Christ. And as we read in Acts, it says that we have been eyewitnesses. Our eyes have seen Jesus. And as I said before, none of us have literally seen Jesus, but with spiritual eyes and through his word, we see Jesus and we see the words and we hear the words of Jesus. And we hear Jesus calling to us. And what is it that Jesus tells us to proclaim to the world? It's the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that everybody that will believe this message will be saved, will have forgiveness of sins, will have eternal life, and will forever live with Jesus Christ. And so my prayer today that this would fill our hearts with joy. And once again, I greet everybody with the words that the angels proclaimed to Mary. He is not here. He is risen. Indeed, He is risen. Христос воскрес, воистину воскрес.